Parshas Acharemos, Sheni Per Pesayin Pasuk Chafei. The Eis Chil V'Chatas Akter Mizbecha, and the fat of the sin offering he should burn on the Mizbech. And actually says, Es Chil V'Chatas Imuri Par Beseir, the specific parts of the Karban that was brought, Lefanai Lefanim, the Bula and the Ego. Akter Mizbecha, Al Mizbech, Chitzon, on the Adam Mizbech, the Ilu Bifnimi, he was talking about the inner Mizbech, Ksiv, Losad Lelav Ketor Sarava, Lom Mincha. You can't burn any for incense or oil offering, or meal offering on that Mizbech. Pasuk Chaf Vav. When who dispatched the higo, he should wash his clothing. He should wash his body. He should go to the mikvah. Then he could go back to the machane. And the par that was offered as a chatas, and the goat that was used as a chatas, that blood was brought to be the atonement in the sanctuary. That animal, the rest of the animal, has to be brought outside the machane v'sarfu be'esh, has to be burnt in the fire. Esor osam es v'sarom es v'sham, hide its flesh, its their waste. Rashi says, "Asher huva as the mum lahechal to the sanctuary l'fnei l'fim to the interior of the l'fnei to the holy of holies has to be completely burnt." Pasuk alchas v'asarif for someone who burns them, he chaves begedav v'rachatzes v'sarom b'mayim, has to wash his clothing, he has to go to the mikvah. V'acher chin yivol machane, then he can go back to the machane. It should be for you an eternal decree. On the 7th month, on the 10th of the month, you shall afflict yourselves. You shouldn't do any work. The native or the proselyte, none of them who dwell among you should do any work. Because on this day, there will be a forgiveness for you, to purify you. We call chatoschem from all your sins of Hashem before Hashem Titar, you shall become cleansed. Pazulam and Alf, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hilachem should be a complete day of rest for you, a form of Shabbos for you. The Yisimis, not Shabbos, you should afflict yourselves, Chukas Olam, an eternal decree. Pazulam and Beis, Vechiper al Hakoin, Hashem Shach, so the Kohen who has been anointed, Vashay Malayas Edo, or who has been given the authority, Lachayin Tachasadev, to serve in the place of his father, shall atone. The lashes bigdei habad bigdei hakodesh. They shall wear the linen vestments, the sacred vestments. Rashi says, "With the chiper hakohen asher yimshach the gomer kaparzu v'shalim akipurim inok sher el b'kohen gadol." It's only valid with a kohen gadol doing the avodah. Fi shenemra kol parsha ba'ar, because the entire discussion is talking about Aaron hakohen. Huchach lomer the kohen gadol haba acharav sheyikamohu. Therefore, the Torah says the next kohen gadol who succeeds him should be like Aaron to perform the avodah. Vashrei malei esedo. Shiachol, you might have thought, in the Allah Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha, I might have thought only the, like Aaron who had the anointed oil over him as a Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah, Murba, because Minayin Hayinu, if you're simply just wearing more clothing, like the Kohen Gadol, can do the Avodah, Tamar Lomar, Vashir Mi Leah Sedot, one who has been given authority. For him called Kohen Magadol, that's every Kohen Gadol, Shayama, Yoshio, Ve'elach, King Yoshio, and on, Shabiyama, because in his days, things that Tzilokh Shashem and Mishcha, the flask of oil of anointing, has been hidden away. Chayin Tachas of it, Lam to teach us, she'im b'no memalis mekamok, if the Kohen Gadol's son fills his father's place, who called him l'cho'aviv, then he would take before any other person who is equally appropriate to fill the place. Pasuk Lam et Gimel, t'chiper as mikdash ha'kodesh, he used to bring atonement upon the Holy of Holies, from the Holy of Holies, ves ar ol moed, and the sanctuary, ves mezbeach, and mezbeach, mechaper, he should forgive. The Al Hakohanim, Al Kolam Yechaper, you should forgive the source of atonement for the Kohanim and the rest of the assembly of the nation. Also, Al Mavalad, by Son, Zos Lachem, it should be for you, this for you, Lachukah Salam, as an eternal decree. Lachaper, Al Benezra, to forgive for the Jews, Kikochat, the Son, for all their sins, Achas, Vashana, once a year, Vayas, Kachol, Asher, Tzu, Hashem, as Moshe, and Aaron did as all that Hashem commanded Moshe, Rashi says, Vayas, Asher, Tzu, Hashem, Kishigi, Al Kippur, when Yom Kippur came, also, Kishigi, as Aaron did, whatever the order was, praise Aaron, which means basically Aaron did not wear these garments for his own greatness, rather just simply just to fulfill the decree of the king, as Aaron has done when this was the situation. The Parashim Moshe Lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk based on Aaron, speak to Aaron, the Elba and Ovan and sons, I'll call B'nai Yisrael and to all the Jews. But Martha Lemar should say to them, Zeh hadavar asher tzivah Hashem l'mor, this is the matter that Hashem spoke, saying, Pasuk Gimel, each person may base Yisrael on asher yishchat shor o kesev o iz v'machaneh. any person from the house of Israel who shechts an ox, a sheep, a goat in the camp, or slaughters out of the camp. Rashi says asher shechat shor kesef b'mukdash machas medaber, referring to hektish. Shemar l'hakriv karba, to offering a karba. But ma'achan echus la'azara, outside of the azara, that's what we're referring to. Pasuk dalav el pesach olmoyed lo hiviu, and he did not bring it to the entrance of the olmoyed l'hakriv karban l'Hashem, to bring the offering to Hashem before the mishkan of Hashem, before the mishkan of Hashem. Dam yichashiv l'ishahu dam shafach, the blood should be considered for that man as if he spilled blood. V'nechas ishahu mikar amo, and he should be cut off from his people. Rashi says dam yichashiv kishuvach dam adam shemischayv b'nafsho, as if he sheds blood of a human being who's chayv, for which one pays for his life. Dam shafach l'rabos hazarg dam b'chutz. It's not only if a person shechts outside of the azar, outside of the hichal and the Beit HaMikdash, but even if one sprinkles blood outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Pasuk hey, l'man so asher yaviu bnei Yisrael aschem hashem zavachim al pnei asadeh, so that the Jews, the children of Israel, will bring their sacrifice at the slaughter on the open field. Da'avim Hashem al pesach almoed, and they should bring it instead to Hashem at the entrance of the almoed, al according to the coin. V'zavchus v'cheshalim Hashem losam, and they should slaughter for them the sacrifices of the carbon shalom to Hashem. Rashi says Hashem zavachim Hashem regilim l'zvach. Not that they're doing it, but they have a habit of slaughtering outside. Obviously, it can't mean that they're currently slaughtering, because the pasuk says that they're using those karbanos as karbanos shalom. Rather, means they normally have the habit of shechting outside, and they're going to do it inside now. Pasuk vav v'zark hakohen es adam ha'mizbech Hashem, and the kohen will throw the blood upon the mizbech Hashem pesach ha'olmoed, at the entrance of the olmoed, v'kir achilu v'rech nechoach Hashem, and they'll cause the fat to go up in smoke as a satisfying aroma to Hashem. Pasuk zayin, they will no longer slaughter the sacrifices to the demons, Hashem zun ma'achareim, who they're astray after. Chukas alam tiazos l'dorosechem, should be an eternal decree for them for generations. Rashi says the sirim, l'shedim, to the demons, k'mo v'sirim yekidusham, the sirim, which means the demons, will dance there.